Just as layoffs are soaring, some companies in the U.S. are on a hiring spree. One of those companies is Amazon. Jay Carney was White House press secretary under President Obama. He's now a senior vice president at Amazon, and he spoke with NPR's Noel King about this on Morning Edition.
The fact is, we've also not just, as you've probably heard, announced that we're hiring 100,000 additional workers around the country. We've raised wages to a minimum of $17 an hour, which, as you know, is well more than double the federal minimum wage. And that's in response to the demand that our customers have, who are millions and millions of Americans around the country who need essential items like household goods or medical supplies.
NPR business reporter Alina Selyuk is with us this evening. Hi, Alina.
Hello.
Wow, hiring 100,000 workers is such a stark contrast to the just staggering unemployment numbers that we saw this week. Are other companies and industries also hiring?
Yes, lots of large corporations are, mainly in food delivery and retail. For example, Walmart has a goal of 150,000 temporary new hires. You've got Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Papa John's hiring tens of thousands of new workers. They're all trying to keep up with the massive spike in online shopping, but also, you know, people need medicine and food. And it's actually a reminder that in the crisis, lowest paid jobs become essential. You know, these jobs delivering food, stocking shelves, they are tricky in this time because they involve getting out there and mingling with other humans at a time when, you know, much of the country is being asked to stay home. So they are basically putting their health at risk.
We got so many questions from listeners about this changing retail landscape. And the first one comes from Lily in New Mexico. Let's listen.
I started a job at Walmart in the online grocery department on the 16th. It has become chaotic here. I live with my elderly parents who would fall in the high-risk category even if they weren't above the age limit. And I'm scared. I'm scared that going every day to work, I am putting them in danger, and I don't know how to weigh the responsibility of going to work with the responsibility of making sure that my parents are safe.
We actually have Lily on the line with us right now. Hi there, Lily.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us, and it sounds like a really difficult situation that you're in. Can you tell us about whether there are any safety measures that have been put in place since you started on the 16th that might make you feel a little more comfortable about the situation that you find yourself in?
Not really. I got a day's orientation and was on the floor the next day. I'm bringing my own gloves to work and using them because there are no gloves. So,
are there like hand sanitizer stations around the store, things like that?
There are hand sanitizer stations, and I'm off by 2 usually, so if they run out, they're filled up the next day when the trucks come in.
Wow. Well, Alina, what advice do you have for Lily? What can workers like her who find themselves in this difficult situation where there's a job that they need, but they feel like they might be putting themselves or their family's health at risk, what can workers like that do?
Well, I assume she has already spoken, or you, Lily, have already spoken with your manager about this. It's such a tricky situation. It's, of course, very hard for me to give advice, so many specifics, but many retailers, including Walmart, have said that they've extended their leave policies. It's, again, tricky because many of them are unpaid. Other than that, you know, extreme hand washing, sanitizing your phone, taking care of all the items that you bring into your work with you from, you know, from bringing them back home. There are, you know, there is an agency in the U.S. that oversees hazardous work scenarios, OSHA. But, you know, that is a process that I hesitate to talk about just because it's a very long process and it, you know, wouldn't resolve the situation in the moment.
Well, Lily, the other aspect of your story that stands out is that your parents are at risk. And I wonder if there are things you can do when you get home from work that might help protect them. For example, I interviewed an ER doctor in Seattle this week who talked about coming home and before she hugs her kids, taking off all of her clothes, throwing them in the washing machine, changing out of everything that she wore to work at the ER, and then she can greet her kids.
That's actually what I've been doing. I volunteered at a rescue and I took the same principles as when I dealt with a dog that had mange or something and I have pets at home. So I just kind of adopted my disrobe before you go, you know, inside, leave your shoes outside. I've done all of that. I'm doing all of that.
Yeah. Alina, is what Lily describes, not being offered gloves, not being given training in how to safely sanitize and protect her health, is that pretty typical for these thousands of employees who are suddenly being hired for these jobs at Walmart or Amazon or dollar stores?
It's really a hodgepodge across the country. Workers from different places describe kind of different degrees of preparedness. Companies are facing the same shortages as everyone else of protective gear and sanitizing. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has said that he had ordered millions of face masks and other things, but Amazon is still waiting because healthcare workers take precedence.
Interesting. And when you talk to these big companies like Walmart about the concerns that their workers express, what do they say?
I mean, they acknowledge the concerns. They repeatedly say they're extremely grateful for this really critical work that the staff are doing. There's a variety of things. They're adding bonuses, a little bit of extra pay, extra cleanings, things like sneeze guards at cash registers. They are encouraging workers who don't feel well to stay home, though often this new extended paid sick leave is only for workers who actually get diagnosed. And as I said, for workers who have might have symptoms but do not have a diagnosis or just have family members, that's usually unpaid sick leave.
Lily, does your new job at Walmart come with any sick leave? And are there workers who you know of at your store who have been sick?
So I'm accruing it, but because I just started, I don't have access to it for 90 days. They do have protected PTO, which is the same as sick leave, really. And what was the other part of your question?
And whether anyone at the store has been sick that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, actually. We don't have any reported cases in my county yet, just all of the surrounding counties. New Mexico has a very small population.
Yeah, thank you for the work that you're doing to give people the supplies that they need, and I hope you and your family stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Alina, let me pose a question that we got from Katie in Denver, Colorado, who asks, should people be going to stores that are open just to get out of the house? My husband works at a hardware store and sees retirees and families with children. Even a mom with an infant and her mother go to his store. She says it's busy on days that are nice outside and they aren't buying anything urgent or necessary. Alina, does this sound like people behaving the way they ought to?
Stop going to the stores unless you need something urgently. As sternly as I can say, the essential stores are staying open for essential needs. Don't go unless you absolutely have to. Some stores are limiting the number of people they're allowing inside, but not all of them. And, you know, if you don't care about your own health, perhaps care about the workers who are being asked to turn up to work and keep doing this job. When you're showing up, you're exposing them to whatever you have and also, you know, times that by everybody who comes in. Go to the store only if you need to.
Well, we want to hear more of your questions. You can join us at npr.org/nationalconversation, or you can submit your questions about the coronavirus, retail shopping in this new world on social media with the hashtag NPRConversation. Stay with us. We'll be taking more of your questions and answers.